This is a Montbold Christian Fellowship sermon podcast. We hope you find this message enjoyable and inspiring.
Well, it's great to be in the house of the Lord, isn't it? And I just love the presence of God. I just love when we worship and we come into His presence. There's a glory. You know, when we begin to worship, there's a glory there. There's a glory that comes down and just touches us. And I'm so thankful to the Lord for His house. And I'm not talking about a building. I'm talking about His house. And I just want to read a scripture. You don't need a long sermon, but I'm just going to touch on a couple of things, a few things. In 2 Timothy 2 and verse 19, "Nevertheless, the solid foundation of God stands, having this seal. The Lord knows those who are His. Let everyone who names the name of Christ depart from iniquity. But in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay, some for honour and some for dishonour. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from the latter, he will be a vessel of honour, sanctified, useful for the master, and prepared for every good work." And I believe that God is having vessels today. And you know, the vessels of the Lord. We are all vessels. We are all His vessels. And as we're vessels in His house, He has a plan and a purpose for every vessel, for every vessel. And so, you know, in Jeremiah 18, it speaks about he told Jeremiah to go down to the potter's house and to do a work on the wheel. And so he took the clay, and he took the clay and he put it on that wheel, it was to make a vessel. It was to make a vessel. And so I'm just going to touch on a little bit here, just going through briefly. But, you know, it says in Isaiah 64, verse 8, "We are the clay, but we are the work of your hands." And so when the working of the clay and the process of making a clay vessel, it says, number one, the clay is taken from the earth. We are taken out of the world. The clay has to be washed. And it takes the washing of the water by the word of God to cleanse our lives. The clay has to be made soft and become soft in the potter's hand. And so the Lord knows how to work on the clay, and He knows how to soften our hearts at times. Sometimes our hearts get a little bit hard, but you know, the Lord never gives up on the vessel. He never gives up on shaping the vessel. And then the clay has to be made soft. And then the clay has to be placed on the wheel. And it's the wheel of time. The wheel of time. And it goes around in circles and that. But you know, it takes time to fashion a vessel. It takes time for that potter to fashion that particular vessel. And it takes time in our lives. Sometimes we want God to hurry up and do a few things. Sometimes we get impatient, but it takes time. And we have to have patience as He has His hand on our vessel, because He's fashioning, He's doing a work in our lives daily, daily. He never gives up on the vessel. And then the potter has a plan and a purpose in mind for the clay. And, you know, it says we are His workmanship. What? Created in Christ Jesus for good works. And that workmanship, it means a work of art. It means a masterpiece. And what God's doing in you and I is a work of art. It's a masterpiece. Praise the Lord. You're not just any old vessel. You're a vessel of honour. You're a vessel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so as we look at the different things of the vessel, the potter knows his will for every vessel. The clay doesn't always know it, but the potter does. And then the clay has to be responsive, sensitive to the touch of the master's hand. And sometimes it takes the master to just put his hand on our lives and just say, turn this way, this is the way, walk ye in it, you know. It just takes that response to the hand of the master. And then the vessel, one shaped according to the master or the potter's mind and plan and will, is placed in a furnace. And that's the bad part. That's the hard part. We're placed in a furnace. Why? Because we've been fashioned and the vessel has to be made. And so we're placed in a furnace. That clay is placed in the furnace and in the fire. But the temperature is set by the potter. And he knows how much heat to be applied to the vessel that's in formation. He knows how much heat we can take. He knows how much trial we can take. But we're still in his hands. We're still there, even though we're in the furnace. We're in the heat. And, it's sometimes a furnace of affliction. And, you know, you only have to think of Daniel and what he went through. It was heated seven times hotter. But God takes us through the fire. He doesn't take us around it. He takes us through it. And he brings us through. And the purpose of the fire is not for us to crack in the heat. But he makes us strong vessels. And so this is a wonderful thing when you really think about it, how God is fashioning you and I as his vessels today. And the vessels, there are different vessels in the Bible. There are vessels of honour. I'm just running through this today. There are vessels of mercy, Romans 9. There's 1 Peter 2:9, the chosen vessel. I want to be a chosen vessel, don't you? I want to be a special vessel in the house of God. Why? Because I want to do his will. I want to do his purposes. I want to be conscious of being led by the Holy Spirit. And so the chosen vessel. Then there's the marred vessel. A vessel can get marred. And, there are times when that marred vessel needs help. That marred vessel needs a special touch on it. And then it says there's the vessel of dishonour. There are vessels of dishonour. There's something in the clay that refuses to yield. And that's what a vessel of dishonour becomes. There's something that won't yield in their lives. And so we can have stubbornness or rebellion or self-will, you know. But we need to be soft and pliable under his hand. And as we are, he's still fashioning. He's still making us into that vessel. And then in Isaiah 52:11, it says, there's the holy vessel, a holy vessel. And then there was the broken vessel. The broken vessel is a vessel that cracked in the firing, in the furnace. And it's cracked and it becomes marred. And sometimes we can let a hardness come in, a bitterness, a resentment. Anything will crack our vessel. But God has his hand upon us. He doesn't want us to do that. He wants us to be pliable in his hands. And then it says there was the vessel of wrath. And that's that vessel, and I'm just going to give it briefly. Judas was a vessel of wrath. He missed out and he wasn't pliable to the hands of the potter. And Judas missed out. And so he became a vessel of wrath. And so in a great house which is the church of the living God. In 1 Peter 2:5, it says, you also are living stones and are being built up, what? A spiritual house, a holy priesthood. Praise the Lord. You know, in the world today, you don't hear much about holiness. You don't hear much about purity and clean living. You don't hear much about it. But God is going to have a royal priesthood, a holy nation. He's going to have a church that is going to measure up to His word. He's going to have a church that is going to be yielded to Him, under His hand, under His authority, under His anointing. God is going to have a church that is going to be responsive to His touch. His touch. And we're all vessels today. You and I, we're all His vessels. We're all made of the same stuff. We're all made of clay. But He has His hand on our lives. And no matter what you're going through today, He has His hand on your vessel. He has His hand on your life. And He wants to fashion you. He's doing it. He does it daily. We're still on the wheel sometimes. And we're going round and round. But His hand is there, touching the vessel all the time. His hand is on your life today. Praise the Lord. And He's so wonderful. He's so wonderful, our God. And so the church of the living God. And then just briefly, in the church, God's house, the vessels really are the people, aren't they? The Lord has a variety of vessels in His church, in His house, and all are made and used for different purposes. And so God gives us different giftings, doesn't He? All vessels have a different and distinct use, no matter what material. There are the vessels of honour, and those that will be sanctified, what? Set apart for the Master's use. Prepared what? For every good work. Whatever God brings along, let's do it. Let's do it. And then I just want to finish here. I just want to finish here with the story in 2 Kings about the lady Elisha who came to the widow woman. And he said to her, go and bring in some empty vessels. Not just a few. Don't bring a few, he said. He said, I want a lot. He said, I want you to go out and bring some empty vessels in. What has God given us to do? To go and preach the gospel. He's given us a commission to spread the gospel, to spread the word of God, that Jesus Christ is the Saviour of the world. And so when we look at all this, he said, go and bring in the empty ones. And there are a lot of empty ones out there. A lot of empty vessels around Monbulk and around this area that need to be brought in to the house of God. And then it says here, for as many as you can, bring them in. As many as you can. Bring them into the house, this house. And begin to pour the oil into those vessels until they're full. There are a lot of empty vessels out there that need that touch from God. They need to be born again. They need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. They need to know that they're loved by a loving God. Praise the Lord. And then it says, until they are full. And when they are full, they begin to flow in the house of the Lord, don't they? God is filling up His vessels today. And I believe that there's coming a greater outpouring of the Holy Spirit, a greater outpouring of His oil. And we need it today. We need that anointing. We need that power and authority of the Holy Spirit in our lives, because sometimes we forget what is in our vessel. And it's the Holy Spirit. It's the Spirit of the living God. The Spirit of holiness. The Spirit of purity. The Spirit that can just lead, guide, and direct us in just whatever God wants us to do. But every one of us has a purpose. Every vessel has a ministry. Every vessel has a gifting that God has given to you, and He wants to use you as His vessel daily. And as He uses you, don't think He's finished, because He's still got His hand on you. He's still fashioning you. He wants to make you into that vessel that He wants you to be. Praise the Lord. And I just want to encourage your hearts today. I just want to encourage you, because He's such a loving God. He's such a wonderful God. And He knows everything that we go through. He knows what every day what we face. He knows all that. But He never takes His hand away from us. He never takes His hand off the vessel. Not unless the vessel turns away from Him. And so I want to just encourage you today to just remind you, you're a vessel in the house of God. And you're a usable vessel. And God wants to continually use you and to bring in empty vessels to be filled in the house of God. The Lord bless you today. Amen. He's a good God. And He's alive. And He lives within us. And His anointing is here. Praise the Lord.
Thanks for listening. And please check out our website or come and visit us at Mombole Christian Fellowship.